The World Bank says growth in high-income countries will fuel the global economic recovery, with overall growth expanding 3.2% in 2014, then 3.5% by 2015. But the UN's International Labor Organization says those prospects have not helped the world's unemployed. Guy Ryder is the ILO's Director General.
The bottom line figure for 2013 is that there are nearly 202 million people around the world unemployed, and that represents an increase of nearly 5 million on the previous year.
The Geneva-based group says the bulk of the increase came from East and South Asia, which represents nearly half of the additional job seekers, followed by Sub-Saharan Africa and Europe. The International Monetary Fund's Christine Lagarde says growth remains too weak to boost employment.
Overall, as I said, the direction is positive. But global growth is still too low, too fragile, and too uneven. Moreover, even as it is, or as we forecast that it will be, it is not enough to create the 200 million jobs that are needed by people who are looking for a job everywhere in the world.
Based on current trends, the ILO says the world's jobless will grow another 13 million by 2018, with youth unemployment rising nearly three times faster.
Young people are the particular victims of unemployment. 74.5 million of the unemployed are aged between 15 and 24. That is 1 million more than the year before.
On a more positive note, the UN agency says the number of working poor is declining, but it says about 800 million workers, or more than a quarter of the world's labor force, still live on about $2 a day or less. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington. Nice, I'm going to go to the next one.